Okay, today, Rav Hashem, we're continuing in the 20th parak of Maseches Kehilim. We are up to Mishnah Beis. Pachas Mishlosha Shoshah Shiskim LaFok Bo Esamerchatz. If you have a cloth that's less than 3x3 tefachim that you wanted to poke to plug up holes in a merchatz, Linarbo Segedera, or to pour out a pot. Meaning like oven gloves, you know, so you don't burn your hands. Lekanech ba'osir rechayim, or to wipe down a rechayim, a mill. Bein muchan, bein sheinu muchan tameh. So whether it's muchan or not muchan, it can become tameh. So even though you want to use it for something that's not so chashuv, the fact that you put it away somewhere shows that you consider it to be chashuv. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning the point is that it could become tamei because you're showing chashivus to it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, bein min muchan bein sheinu min muchan tahar. No, whether it's muchan or not muchan, it's going to be tahar because you're using it for something that's not really a chashuv use. Rabbi Kiva Omer min muchan tamei. If you hung it up on a peg somewhere, it could become tamei because that's storing it in a safe way that shows that you're machshivit. But sheinu min muchan tahar. But if you just leave it behind the door, it's tahar because that shows that you're not really machshavit so much. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, ha'osa isplonis. If you make a bandage with some type of ointment, bein bebeged bein ba'ar, whether you make it with beged or tahora, it's tahar because it becomes gross with the ointment that's on it. Malugma, if you make a certain type of bandage with a different type of therapeutic ointment on it, so then bebeged tahora uba'or tameya. If it's made with a beged, it's tahar because it becomes gross, and if you make it with beged, it's tameh, because if you make it with or, it's tameh, because it does not become gross. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, af bebeged tameh, meshi hinina eres, that even if you made it with beged, it's going to be tameh, meaning tameh over here means that it's usable, that it's not gross, because you could shake off whatever ointment there is on it that otherwise would have made it gross. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have a piece of cloth that's less than 3x3 tefachim that you wanted to plug holes in a bathhouse with, or to use to hold a hot pot with, or to clean a rechaim with, which are not such chashuv uses, so we had a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer held that whether you store it very safely or you don't store it safely, it's tameh because you're machshivit. Rabbi Yeshua says whether you store it safely, you don't store it safely, it's tahar, because it's not a very chashva usage. And Rabbi Kiva says, if you store it safely, it's tameh. If you don't store it safely, then it's going to be tahar. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you make certain types of bandages, depends what the material you made it with and what type of ointment you put on it. So if it's something that's gross and it's not going to be usable anymore, it's tahar. But if it's something that will be usable again, it's then going to be tameh. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perichav Ches, Mishnah Dalet.